from Winnipeg, Manitoba. The name of the band is Bell Bright Eyes. Name of the album, song I play, Geography. Before that, I play some Pink Mountain Tops from Vancouver, and then some Abraham Singers, Got to Get Got, I think they're from Toronto, and some Mellow Grove Band from Toronto, and Maynards from Halifax. You are listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben on CITR, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So, we are finally ready to kick into the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Language Arts.
You're on, guys.
Okay, are you ready, Gregor? Gregor just got a beer out of the beer machine. Okay. Next song is called Buxton. Thank you.
CITR. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming. Do you want to introduce yourself quickly for the people out there in Radioland? Or whoever have mics anyways.
Yeah. I'm Kristen. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Hillary. I sing and play keys.
I'm Laura. I'm just singing backup.
And this is Aaron on the bass. Right,
bass. In hot pink.
And Gregor on drums, yeah. In the North Dakota shirt.
So Language Charts, some of you were here a year ago on the show, or is it more than that? Was it longer?
A year ago, I guess. Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
What's new since then? You guys play a lot of shows.
We went to North by Northeast,
yes,
in June, and we did a tour around Ontario and Quebec. And then we came back and finished up our album, which will be out in October. But
awesome.
It's going to be out in September on the 28th for Vancouver only at the Biltmore on Monday night.
All right. So, yeah, you guys are playing a show on Monday,
yeah,
night, and the bands you're playing with are?
The Ghost is Dancing and Rubik.
And Rubik's
from Finland, and the Ghost is Dancing is from Toronto. And they're both really freaking good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did you manage, what about the Finland band? How did you know about them?
I actually learned about them when we found out we were playing with
them. Yeah.
And then I was like, lucky us.
Do you know anything about them now?
A little bit, yeah, but not enough to really, yeah, you know, articulate it well.
Articulate it well. All right. So the album is, what is it called? I have it in front of me.
It's called Where Were You in the Wild?
Any reason for the name? Any explanation? Good stories? Were you lost in the wild? Was it?
It's just my wandering mind, basically. And it seems to mean different things to everybody. So, yeah, what does it mean to you? You're like, you.
You don't ask me questions.
Yeah.
You got this backwards.
Let's turn the tables here, shall we?
I get lost all the time. So I'm just thinking, it'll be like, Mom, where are you?
It's like Hansel and Gretel style.
It's like a bad story. It's like a bad experience when I was a child.
Yeah.
I got left in the woods on purpose.
That's what it means to you.
Yeah, that's what it means to me.
Doesn't sound so positive.
It's really sad. Nothing's been positive today. Oh, it's been good. Well, you guys playing were good, but the literature that you were reading on the before the show started wasn't so good.
Oh yes. I read the vegan book and I wanted to cry. Why to become a vegan?
Yeah.
I'm a vegetarian, so I'm partway there.
Yeah, it got some nice pictures and stuff in it.
Yeah, like the rotting pig and the cow that died and its calf was watching. It was really hard to look at, actually.
We try to give it all to all the bands before they play, so we would cheer them up.
Those
the show.
PETA bastards.
We don't want bands to be too happy to go on the show.
Yeah.
We want them to be serious.
If they have a good little cry before they play.
Yeah. Going back to the music, so I saw you play at Toronto, North by Northeast. How?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I forgot you were there. That's awesome.
How?
No, you emailed me after. It was wicked.
Well, you were swamped by fans and stuff. I couldn't get to you. Well, it was a good turnout.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's a good thing I'm a good swimmer. Oh my golly, all these bad jokes I get from my mom.
That took me a while.
Yeah.
So did the trip help? Did you meet a lot of people that made a lot of connections?
Yeah, I made some new friends. We met a bunch of different people that could help us when we were in the area, and we ended up getting a lovely publicist out of it, and so it's been really great. Talk all corporate and stuff,
but
sometimes at conferences like that.
Right. So you met Kent? You met Ken in Toronto?
Well, I met him here, but I ran into him there.
Okay.
And it was just right after that.
Okay. It's all right. You're a publicist. What was I going to talk about now?
Props to Ken Beattie.
Yeah. Props to Ken. He's a good guy.
He's an amazing guy.
Do you guys, what do you want to do now? Do you have more songs to play?
Actually, will we be able to feature a song from Hilary Grist?
Yep.
Awesome.
So, Hilary, do you want to talk a bit about yourself?
Sure. Hi.
Hello.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a tune because I'm in the middle of recording a CD and it should be out sometime in January.
So
I'm going to play a tune from that.
Do you normally play with these people at all or no?
Just started to. Yeah. So we put something together just special for this for you guys.
Very awesome.
Yeah. Very and this is called Tall Buildings.
City streets are being a campaign. Chase the baller down, bring home a prize 8 hours later. Throw on a wall so they can see. Busy you are, you busy being with those tall buildings. You can't stop what you started. Stop.
Grace.
Thanks.
On CITR. So, so this is, you said it's being recorded, being mastered, or just
yeah,
worked on?
Yeah, I just released that to go on tour, and it's just got a bunch of it, sort of the tracks that were done and some that from another recording session, and then the full studio album is going to come out in January. Okay. Yeah.
So recorded. So you did went on tour already, or
yeah, it? Yeah. Well, last winter, and then in various things in the spring. So
where did you go?
I wanted something to have through the Kootenays and Alberta, and
oh, very nice.
Vancouver Island. Yep. So, yeah.
Very nice.
Thanks so much for having us here.
Yeah, well, thanks yeah. for coming. Thanks for driving in from Coquitlam.
From work.
From work. It's kind of like the opposite end of it's pretty much as far as it can go.
Yeah.
Without, you know, landing in the ocean.
I know. It's pretty cool. I actually passed the Hell's Angels. I almost said Hell's Gate. I don't know what I'm talking about. Hell's Angels like clubhouse.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And they have like this really stagnant looking building, and it's got like this big logo on the front, and it looks like a pool because there's like this sparkling on the building when the sun shines, like there's a pool in the front yard kind of thing. It's really weird.
So wait, so this is while you're driving here?
I'm going to work. I pass the Hell's Angels. Like,
is that what it's called? Does it say like Hell's Angels?
It says Hell's Angels, like huge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of sketchy. I saw this big man like hanging out on his cell phone. I was like, don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
They're gonna kill me after this show if they hear it.
I know. You found out the secret hideout that has a giant sign that says Hell's Angels on it.
It's like.
Meanie. but can they actually hear the radio on their motorbikes? Like, how does that work?
It's on the iPods anyways. They'll listen to the podcast later.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know if we're their market or not.
Yeah. Yeah,
but maybe if I wore like a black leather bra while I played, it would be more like more their style. I would never do that, by the way.
September 28th
hey,
at the Biltmore.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I saw something really funny today that I thought you would laugh at. We're on Commercial Drive, and you know those people that canvas, like the Red Cross people?
Yeah.
Well, they were talking to Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons or whatever, the ones that wear the ties and the elder tags. And you couldn't tell, like, which ones were trying to end it first, so we were just, like, watching to see how it ended.
It's like this struggle.
It was really, really awkward. Anyway.
Oh.
Should we play some music?
Yeah, let's play some songs.
Or should we talk about music instead of Hell's Angels?
We can play a couple more songs. We'll come back and talk a bit more.
Okay.
Are we going to do language arts right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Language arts on CITR.
This song is called Cough Drop. Songs all night.
okay if we play a song by Laura? No? Okay, Laura says no. It's a funny song. Okay, we won't.
Okay,
we'll do it. Okay. Laura plays really fun songs. That's her introduction. She can introduce the song.
Okay, so now for the simplest song of the evening. It's a one-liner. It's also kind of a country song, so brace yourselves. Because one day I saw this really gentle, lovely older man in the park, and I really was in admiration. I was like, that's a really nice thing. And
just to be old and
yeah.
In a park.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll be old. But
I don't know. I don't think it's all it's crack up to be. I think.
Better than the alternative, yeah. Though.
It's, I don't know. That's true. I don't know, what is it? I don't know. I would be singing a song, but I'll never be a young man again or something like that. It's okay. It's a good song. It's a great song. It's a great song. What's happening now? Do you know?
I'm just tuning. Sorry.
Yeah.
I bought my guitar.
No. It's all right. So.
Do you know Chris Dirksen?
I do, I think.
She's going to be playing with us.
Oh.
Can you hear me at all?
Sort of, okay. Sort of. Awesome. So, playing with it. Okay.
I'm just trying to like get the ball rolling.
Here. So you guys are going back on tour at some point, or just a couple of shows?
Yeah.
In the States? Not in the States. In Ontario.
To Winnipeg, or I guess as far
just
as Winnipeg.
Guessing here, yeah.
As far as Manitoba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Oh, Winnipeg's further.
Further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get those mixed up.
Yeah. it's Alberta and it's Saskatchewan and then Manitoba and Ontario.
That's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
He's got a North Dakota shirt on. You think he'd know? Anyway, I was just saying on the floor that at our CD release, we're going to have another member with us, Chris Dirksen.
Okay.
Which is cool because she's like really good cello player.
Right.
Yeah.
How does the member of this band go?
It goes show by show.
Show by show, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to show up.
We basically have some pretty reliable musicians that we tell them about shows, and if they're available, then they play. Because, like, Aaron's in SSRIs, and he's also in, Animals Again. And then they just changed their name from The Rub, so it's, like, Animals Again now.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary has her project, Hillary Grist, and Laura has hers, Stick Twigs. So we have just been pulling people when they can play.
Right. How does the practices go and things like that? Do you just do it before the show?
We rearrange everything so it's really easy for them to come and practice. And you can't marry someone on the first date, you know?
No.
So we want to give everyone the option of playing or not playing as much or as little as they want.
Yeah. You know, find out if they make the team or not.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the other way around, okay. Too. Like, it has to work for them as well for us, you know?
Awesome.
It's kind of awkward because we're all standing
here. Okay, so who's going?
Hillary's little nose is like, so cute.
Yeah. Who's going to go on the road trip?
Well, we've asked these two, and they're trying to suss out their schedules. But there's other people we can ask if they can't go, but we would like them to come.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome.
But they do not have to come.
Yeah. It's very diplomatic, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we're pretty lucky at this point to just have the opportunity to play with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Guys.
I just made this sound in the mic.
I do that all the time.
Oh.
It's the worst.
When I was little at church, the pastor used to be like, today, and I'd be like, my teacher's just losing it.
This is college radio. You expect it. You don't want to be perfect. I breathe into all the time.
It's the macaroni and cheese smell.
I have a knack for chewing on candy while, like hard candy, so I make the really clicking, clacking sound.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky that I don't have it today. Otherwise, it would make for, you know, actually, it might sound good. Clicking and then the. Maybe it makes for better music experience. Language Arts live on CITR. What do you have for us?
I guess we'll play one more song because we were gonna play two more, but then I realized
you should just do it.
Okay.
I hope you
should play. I say that it's not your fault?
It's not my fault.
Okay, that's just all we'll say.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now it sounds like it's my fault.
No, but it's not. It was my fault.
Okay.
Okay, so whoever's been tuned in for a little while, they've already heard one of the songs we're about to play, but I have to tune in the middle. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
It's just because I go into lute tuning and then out of it again.
Yeah, I'll come
for
up
all
with
those
lute
players out there. Yeah. I think that a cool instrument in a band would be to have a bass clarinet. I just don't know what it would sound like. Anyway, let's think about that.
That would, yeah. The whole band is just confused.
Okay, this song is called White Sox and Birkenstocks. Just a minute, I have to get ready in my mind. I just thought of Trevor Gregor. Kids come sing, they climb in the tree.
defending our culture's power.
I try to direct this on. Since I'm such a good radio host, I'm going to talk about things that no one in radio is going to even know what I'm talking about. The art for the album. What is it? Who did it? And, well, does anybody know?
Laura, take it away.
Hi.
I did.
Oh, so yep. Can you talk a bit about it?
Yep.
Just describe it so people can see it outside on radio.
Okay. Land. It's a square cube, slightly rectangular.
It's rectangular. It's one of those, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of covered with a collage that I worked on, and the collage has, there's some calligraph in it, a little bit of paint, there's some stitching, and it's just sort of like lots and lots of layers, colorful. I thought it was like good for the title, Where Are You in the Wild? Because it's sort of, it's like familiar stuff, but also not
right.
quite.
Right. Do you do a lot of artwork like this, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. And that's cool.
Laura went to Langara, and she's really good at art.
Right.
If anyone out there is hiring in textiles, they should hire her, because she's really talented.
Yeah. Have you done any other CDs or any...
No, this was like the first time. It was an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, think of branching out into the world of...
Yes. I would do any number of CD covers.
What are your rates? Say it now.
You don't have to answer.
No. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like it's free then. Okay. It's okay. Thanks. So, last song.
Yeah. And it's not your fault.
Language arts.
Yeah, this is called Tuck It In.
Live on CITR. Thank you.
after little the bus. Love the pillow, get covered for the rest of it. The rest of how to not see about the things that we see when we sleep. How to be real. Let's sing about the things that we see when we sleep. And how to be real. I had a dream that my mother died, and we all cried as we sat inside. The mom, oh, things ring. We heard the phone ring on the other end. My grandmother's book told us of the fear. It wasn't a joke. We all wanted fear on the phone. Speaking to her ghost, she used to be really funny. She said, I'll take care of your mommy. I was a baby again. Lost in play them. I was with my sister in her tummy. My dad felt so boy could cry. And we all got up and kicked down the door. My sister's not grand through outside. But it's just okay to make it out. Got away front of the back and inside the line.
CITR. Someone in the room just mentioned that maybe you should try being an auctioneer.
Me?
Yeah. Do that again.
I am from the country, so.
Anyways. So you're playing a show, just to remind folks out there, September 28th with the ghost is dancing.
The ghost is dancing in Rubik. It's a Monday night, but it's going to be the best Monday night.
Is it an early show or it starts at normal time?
It's an earlier show. I think it starts at 8.
Have the order been figured out yet?
Not quite.
Okay.
I think we'll be sandwiched.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because like it's going to be loud, quiet, loud. But I don't know. We can be loud. We'll be loud. Yeah. We're gonna be effing loud.
Just bring that bass clarinet.
We need to find a bass clarinet player.
So loud.
Yeah. Well, can I thank Aaron McKinney, Hillary Grist, and Laura Anderson for playing tonight?
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys,
for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing. And website and such. How do people get a hold of it?
It's language-arts.net. Or myspace.com/languageartnet, all one word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think if they do a search, they should be able to find you.
Yeah, and we have an event on Facebook. If you just look up Language Arts, there's an event. And click attend.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go to the show, because it's going to be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank the room of people that that's on today.
Thank you so much,
Shiva,
guys.
Evan, Irene, and
oh man,
I don't know what's going on in here. And no hypnotic groove today because we cut into half an hour of the show already, and the guy wasn't here, so it's all good.
So maybe we can pick some songs to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, actually, no.
I just totally put you on the spot.
No, actually, you have to play 5 more songs just because. it's the RTC rules, I'm sorry. We'll figure it out. This is, what am I playing? Meat Draw from Victoria.
school, but I was on vacation in North Dakota when the big bombs came and shocked us. I guess I was lucky, wasn't vaporized. While some people lived and some people died, I'll never understand. Well, I guess you could say that it's pretty sad, but before the end, my life was pretty bad. No love, no life, no will to fight. No girl by my side, just long loneliness. Now everything I do, it has become so much more meaningful. And on we go. I made my way out to the coast. Now everyone follow me. I got the cure for all this misery. Well, you gotta be hard, you gotta be mean to survive somehow in spite of everything. You live and let go and then you die. And every heart of every child is something that we have lost, something that we have let go. But the children wanna know. Is not friendly to go, but you are making your way.